Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, my money-saving comrades. My name's Graham Clark, and I'm very excited to be with you again this week on the Money Stepper Saving Challenge podcast. However, this will be the last of the Money Stepper Savings Challenge podcasts. We've recorded 22 over the last months, over the last year since we've started the Money Stepper Savings Challenge. And I've got some feedback from the audience. In the show notes to a couple of the episodes, I've asked a couple of questions. I even put a vote up there about how useful you're finding this as a community. Based on the number of downloads and what I've seen from certain episodes, the episodes that you find most useful from the podcast are actually the episodes that talk about individual topics, be it passive investing instead of active, or contributing towards your pension, or specific topics in which we go into a bit of detail rather than the monthly summary of the results. Obviously, we'll carry on with the Money Stepper Savings Challenge. The monthly summary of the results will always be there on moneystepper.com, posted each month in the section. So keep submitting your results, and I'll keep analysing the results and putting them there. It's just we won't be recording this podcast to summarise them. But don't worry, you can still get your taste of me, of the Money Stepper podcast. We're running a new podcast. It'll be 3 times a week, and it'll be called the Money Stepper Q&A podcast. Recommend that you go and find that. That's now live on iTunes. I'll put a link in the show notes, and I'll put a link in the description to this episode. But you can quite simply just search the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, or just Money Stepper on iTunes, and you'll find that quite easily. The Money Stepper Q&A podcast, well, it's fairly self-explanatory, isn't it? It's questions and answers. So I'm taking questions from comments that people leave on the website. I'm taking questions via email. I've installed the SpeakPipe app on a submit a question page on the website as well. So you can leave a voicemail with your questions on there if you wish. Any questions which crop up as part of the Money Stepper Savings Challenge, I'll also answer through this medium, through the Money Stepper Q&A podcast. It'll be 3 times a week. Each episode will be fairly short. I'm not going to waffle on. I'm just going to try and answer the questions as directly as I can. It will have, hopefully, some useful information for you for each question, discuss some ideas, but anything where I need to go into further detail, that will be found in the show notes, and it will link to somewhere else on the website where you'll be able to find more information on that. So each episode, we're probably looking between 5 and 8 minutes long. A couple that I've recorded do go up to 10 minutes, but that's when we're talking about a fairly complex subject. So what I'd love for you to do is firstly head over to the website to find the Q&A podcast, or simply search on iTunes and subscribe there. If you have any questions of your own, anything at all to do with personal finance, it can be related to saving, to getting out of debt, to investments, to pensions, to home ownership, to mortgages, to absolutely anything you want that's slightly related to personal finance, then I'd love to hear your question. So as I say, leave it in the show notes, email me, moneystepper@gmail.com, ask the question on Facebook or on Twitter, any way you like, just get in touch and I'll make sure that question is answered on the podcast. Also, to get kind of more subscribers so we have more numbers, if you could leave a review if you like the format of the new show. Obviously wait for 4 or 5 to come out to see how you feel about it, but if you like it, if you could leave a review on iTunes over there as well, that would be very helpful. So for those of you sad to see the end of the Money Stepper Savings Challenge podcast, I'm sorry. But I hope that this new format will be more manageable for everyone. these smaller chunks that give you more information rather than just reciting statistics about how people are getting on in the challenge. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you on the Money Stepper Q&A podcast.